in the limelight. Last year, on 13th of November, Rohingya Muslims and Latin American human rights organizations filed a case with an Argentine court against Myanmar government and military officials under the principle of universal jurisdiction, which allows people implicated in the most serious international crimes may be arrested, prosecuted, and convicted in countries other than their own. The Argentine court filing seeks the criminal sanction of the perpetrators, accomplices, and cover-ups of the genocide perpetrated by Myanmar security forces against the Rohingya Muslim minority in the country. We have prepared for you an article written by Felim Kine, the Director of Research and Investigation at Physicians for Human Rights and a former Deputy Director in Human Rights Watch's Asia Division. The piece is titled, Myanmar Pays Rising Price for Rohingya Crisis. The article has been taken from the Asia Times website. Stay with us for more of Felim Kine's article. Recently, the government of Myanmar started paying a real price for its failure to provide meaningful accountability for its security forces' widespread and systematic violence against the country's Muslim Rohingya minority, particularly in northern Rakhine State, in late 2017. On 26 of February this year, Germany's development minister, Gerd Müller, announced that Berlin was suspending development cooperation with Myanmar because of its ethnic cleansing of its Rohingya Muslim minority. Müller said the suspension would remain in place until Myanmar delivered on its commitments to guaranteeing the safe return of the more than 700,000 Rohingya Muslims who fled for their lives to neighboring Bangladesh in late 2017, and protecting the Rohingya who still live in the country. Although Gerd Müller didn't specify the financial cost of that suspension, he simultaneously announced an additional German government contribution of 15 million euros to support Bangladesh's Rohingya refugee population. Germany's development minister, Müller, indicated that the financial cost imposed by the Myanmar's failure to provide meaningful accountability and to create the conditions for safe, voluntary and dignified repatriation of Rohingya refugees will continue to rise if Myanmar refuses to comply. Müller mooted additional punitive sanctions against Myanmar aimed at punishing it for its unacceptable crimes against the Rohingya Muslims. Those sanctions include restrictions on visa issuance to Myanmar government and military officials, as well as trade sanctions. Germany's move are a stark reminder for Myanmar government and its de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, that there is growing international frustration with Myanmar's failure to acknowledge its culpability for the 2017 slaughter of the Rohingya and to undertake the necessary steps for repatriation of Rohingya refugees in neighboring Bangladesh who fled that violence. Myanmar has refused to bring to account government and military officials implicated in the mass killings, gang rapes, mutilations and forced dislocation in 2017, inflicted by security forces on the Rohingya Muslim minority. That state-sanctioned violence killed at least 10,000 Rohingya, left many others with potentially lifelong physical disabilities, and caused the largest flight of civilians since the Rwandan genocide of 1993-1994. Myanmar has defied international moves towards meaningful accountability at every turn. In response to the Gambia's official complaint of Myanmar's violation of the United Nations 1948 Genocide Convention, initiated in November of 2019, the Myanmar government's 13th of November statement to the International Court of Justice, ICJ, claimed that the Gambia's charges were based on an incomplete and misleading factual picture of the situation in Rakhine State. That statement peddled the Myanmar military's long discredited narrative that its activities in northern Rakhine State in August of 2017 constituted legitimate clearance operations in response to the alleged attacks on police posts by the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, or ARSA. Aung San Suu Kyi told ICJ justices last December that what transpired in northern Rakhine State in late 2017 was merely an internal armed conflict started by coordinated and comprehensive attacks by the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, to which Myanmar Defense Forces responded. The International Court of Justice at The Hague, Netherlands, delivered a stinging rebuke of that narrative on 23rd of January by supporting the Gambia's request for urgent provisional measures to protect the Rohingya population, whilst the court undertakes the longer-term judicial consideration of the Gambia's genocide allegations. This past week, there were indications of growing international support for the Gambia's International Court of Justice genocide complaint against Myanmar. On 25th of February this year, the Maldives announced that it would file a written declaration of intervention at the ICJ in support of the Gambia's genocide complaint. Maldives' Minister of Foreign Affairs, Abdullah Shahid, said that intervention, the details of which are yet to be made public, demonstrated his country's support for the ongoing efforts to secure accountability for the perpetrators of genocide against the Rohingya Muslim minority. Other states are likely to initiate similar ICJ interventions over the coming weeks, including Canada and the Netherlands, whose governments announced in December that they plan to jointly assist Gambia at the International Court of Justice, ICJ. Meanwhile, the Gambia's complaint at the International Court of Justice is just one of a growing number of judicial processes that Myanmar will need to contend with over the coming months and years. Last year, on 13th of November 2019, Rohingya Muslims and Latin American human rights organizations filed a case with an Argentine court of law against Myanmar government and military officials under the principle of universal jurisdiction. Universal jurisdiction allows people implicated in the most serious international crimes to be arrested, prosecuted, and convicted in countries other than their own. The Argentine court filing seeks the criminal sanction of the perpetrators, accomplices, and cover-ups of the genocide perpetrated by Myanmar's security forces against the Rohingya Muslim minority. The very next day, on 14th of November 2019, the International Criminal Court, ICC, announced that it had authorized a formal investigation into Myanmar government abuses against the Rohingya in 2017, based on an acceptance that widespread and/or systematic acts of violence may have been committed that could qualify as crimes against humanity of deportation across the Myanmar-Bangladesh border, and persecution on grounds of ethnicity and/or religion against the Rohingya population. Prior efforts to initiate an International Criminal Court ICC investigation of the bloodshed have been complicated by the fact that Myanmar is not a signatory to the Rome Statute that established the ICC court. International efforts to trigger an ICC probe via a resolution of the United Nations Security Council have been stymied by the opposition of some member states. Meanwhile, the United Nations created independent investigative mechanism for Myanmar officially began operations in September of 2019 to gather evidence of crimes against humanity against Myanmar's ethnic minorities, including but not limited to the Rohingya, nationwide over the past 8 years. The German initiative and the Maldives initiative to spur accountability for the Rohingya Muslims have delivered an unambiguous message that other countries dedicated to the rule of law, human rights, and the protection of vulnerable minorities should echo. That message is that Myanmar should stop obstructing Rohingya accountability efforts or pay the price of pariah state status synonymous with murderous impunity.